Yo. It is. I had to go to a new barber this time because my barber gave me a terrible haircut last time and I couldn't do it. This is a barber I've been going to, but he'd been going downhill and he gave me a couple of bad cuts, and then last time I was like, this is just a terrible cut. Like he I got a fade and it was like all it was like different levels and it was just bad, and like he didn't even trim one side of my head and I asked him to. He was like, I don't see what the issue is. It's like, all right, we gotta get a new guy. What? What? This George student. Did you watch the videos? Were they compelling? Hair destiny with a very AI looking Oh, that's him. Okay. Money is the software, power is the hardware. Hashtag motivation. What? Oh, there it is. Why Donald Trump's hairstyle determine great destiny. Seven wonder of the hair. There's seven wonder of the hair psychology, six. Oh, no reality. Okay, wait, there's a level. Wait, there's how to find the best barber level one, how to find the best barber at level two, then how to find the best barber or hairstyle at level three, same one level four. Level five, how to find the best hairstyle list. And then he skips one. And then how to find the best barber or hairstylist finales, level seven. What are the levels? What might be the craziest part of this is all these videos are less than 6 minutes. Most of them are less than 3 minutes. The first one of these was 7 months ago. I'm intrigued. Bro, one of these is happiness, the hidden truths of celebrity, hashtag Amy Winehouse, hashtag Dwayne Johnson. pretty normal. Yeah. I like that. That's how the barber before Tanner, what started this is that I had to get a new barber because my last barber started giving bad haircuts. And it was because we got too friendly and he, oh wow. Yeah, we got, normally I like don't get friendly with my barbers, but this time I like talked to the dude and we got really friendly. And when we like first met, great cuts. And then like the more we got to know each other, the worse the cuts got. Oh. Anyway, so yeah, I didn't talk to the new barber and I got a great cut. Thing. I realized all this came up 5 seconds after Josh dropped a new campaign guide. It got buried under the hair professor. Ooh. You just have to not also anywhere else in the world. Oh, no. Oh, no. We did have a lot of people tell us they were like, this is the Boonies of the universe. We're the skin. This is a stand your ground sphere. No, but I can get the gist from that title. Well, I knew about the story, didn't realize he was a Rockefeller. Like $10. Woof. There's Snow White drama. Oh. Oh, I know what you're talking about. I actually really like that movie.
Good.
This is not really related. Happening, but I'm reading this lore doc, and I already don't like the fact that all the gods are outer gods, and they're like, open up more room for gods, let in more gods. I don't like this. The OG one? Yeah. I love Hamlet. Oh, and I didn't see that one. Bless you.
Oh,
Go for it, Mike. I was gonna make up something, but if you already have one. That's better than anything. What? Important business.
We spent a lot of time faffing around and not doing anything. And then we were like, we have this great information on a blue level guy that Jor that Lev happens to know. So we found his body while Lev became a gold tier Starbucks Oreskian member. And we're like, this is the wrong dude. He has the wrong access. What's going on? And then we theorized for a little bit and then reread a spell and we're like, we got bad information. And then we're like, well, this is the best we got. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to walk in, say, oh my God, I have to poop. Run to the bathroom. Maybe, I don't know where it went from there, but we got in there and it was empty. So we were like, well, guess it's go time. Walked in, went to the first floor, which was the only place we had access to, realized that in the 5 days we'd been messing around, we think the deep threw a temper tantrum and broke the cognitive wall. And now everyone's just all over the place and there's bodies floating, and spouting yellow light. There's a lot of bathroom plans, which we walked in, discovered that the entire place was one big bathroom. Was just in the back. I was with the deep. And when we walked in, we immediately shat ourselves. We walked around. We found an earring that Divex took, and this earring just has horrible self-esteem issues, but also is an incredibly powerful magical item. We also, and by we I mean Dawn, took what might be a parasite or might be a level 25 creature and shoved it in the bag of holding. Might use it later, who knows. Then we went down to the next level, and I think that's where we stopped. Gone out.
Beautiful. We got the op and the door. We want to go back and peek around a little bit. Might be something useful up there. Henrik, are you cool going back up? Okay, we'll pop back in, go back up to the Department of Emotional Contagions.
Yeah, probably. Feel like this is sort of a run forward and leave it to the local government. I mean, wait, quick party check. Can we just get a show of hands? Anyone whose mom in this party is still alive, can you raise your hand? Oh, wow. That's 50%. That's pretty good for an adventuring party. Yeah, a robot killed my mom and then my surrogate mom. I mean, a robot killed robots killed like everyone I know. I think we've done this before. I spent my life fighting moon robots. Of people die in the robot. I don't like robots. I don't know, the deep's name is a little bit more ambivalent compared to beast, knight, dragon. Oh no, not the dials.
Yeah, let's take a peek on what's in the second floor. I feel like it's definitely going to get more important. Like, the more important things are further down, but should peek at it. I mean, the ontological stability might be useful if we're going into, you know, unknown realms, shattering existence itself, but... I think if I know what the meaning of the word ontological is... To the Department of Ontological Stability. Probably. Maybe just eternal darkness. I am okay. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Nice. Go for it. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, mine's on a dagger. I have a question real fast. Sorry, or related. Josh, with the Aegis Sivir, if I pull it out, is there overflowing mana in this area? Bummer. I'll put it away. I mean, if you want me to just jump over there and explode, I guess, but. That's crazy. Oh, I got it. I'll start blasting with the. I'll start giving some technomantic blasts. Pick them all off. One at a time. Take a look at the terminal. See what it's what it says.
Ooh. Oh. That. Yeah. Josh, is it just one action to invest in something, or maybe we should keep this on us? I'll read the messages to you. Josh, is there any sticky notes just like anywhere near this terminal? Bummer. We did blow up the people. I give a quick sweep around the room if I don't see any sticky notes. Yeah, can we read some of the replies? Maybe the Department of Recursive Studies. Oh, we're on the second floor. Oh, down to the We came down the second.
Yeah, go for it. That's funny. Let's just move on. To the op. Should we stop in the, do you want to stop mnemonics? Terrifying. Yeah, we should take those guys out.
I'll go in and surreptitiously take out my thread cutter dagger. I mean, we could also just like rifle through their pockets before we try and kill them. Maybe it's only trying to kill them that makes them explode. Yeah, maybe this isn't like your vibes. I'll try and sneak into the room. I'd like to avoid being seen by the god looking through these things' eyes. Uh, 46. Sneak into the room. Sneak up to them. Yeah, I have the winged rune on my armor. For Dawn, it's like these, it's like a bunch of metal, very thin rods unfold, and then some unfold down, and then like holographic wings kind of spread along it, and I'll just up and. They do look, the wings do look a little bit like they're made of tent rods. I'd like to pick the most important looking one to cut that cord. I got a 33, which has the biggest mustache? I go for him. It's getting harder to 40. We might want to hurry. 41. If I look through it, can I see the floor above?
Useless. I look at the others. All we have to do is get everyone to do that in one space directly down. Easy route. It is 28. Gangsman's perception is out of this world. To be Tarkov. Ooh, I'll take the coupon. Dead. You were gonna say, give me his mustache. Well, that's a bummer. What's going on with this terminal? Oh, that could be useful. That's... Got it. Melee, it sounds like such a jerk. So do we think that Mr. Bondar was trying to remember what his password was using the Speely? I think it It probably records. We haven't. Ghost fighting. Is oh, maybe he took it over to recursive entities because that was going over to help. Maybe you put the spool in there and then it reads it off. Before. Do we think we just maybe Lotsky is no, because Lotsky might have gone over to help out Bondar. Yeah, hopefully he didn't. Josh, at the very beginning when we were looking through the terminal back before this, there were those three names. What were those in reference to? Oh, can I click on Chernys? Chernys? Okay. Yeah, can we log in as this dude?
Well, that's good. Yeah. Can we look up the ID for his most recent, whatever that memory was? Is that how this works? Yeah. Oh my god. Then we gotta go find Mila Lotsky's body. Yeah, we'll do that, fella. Oh. Should we head over to the office of what is this man employed by? Recursive entities? Yeah, but don't we need the don't we need what's his name? Lotsky's. My bad. I misunderstood. Okay. Well. Head that way.
Do we pull the lamp cord, or do we try and just jump through the fire break to whatever's on the other end? I feel like level 5's on the other side of that. I mean, we could try and just pull the lamp cord, see what happens. I pull the lamp cord. I'll start with 1, 2. 4. I go in reverse. 4, 3, 2, 1. Pull all of them 3 times, and that doesn't work for. My wings last for 4... it just has a large pair of... Hang on. I have to look it up because the one that's popping up here is not descriptive. It's just the winged rune. This effect lasts for 5 minutes or until you dismiss it. So I would have dismissed it the second that I was no longer having to fly. Okay. Yeah. So I have to wait for an hour before I can use that one. We can all just go. Yes. Great. Just want to get in. Yeah, let's jog over to the recursive room, check it out, and then we can come back here. Wait. Real fast. On the way over there, can we stop back in the Mnemonic Preservation and play H. Colblast's Memory? Oh, that's the train one? Bummer. I was hoping that he was going to have him entering. Bummer. Never mind then. My bad. I thought that was the red dude.
You really-
Okay. I was in top row. I'm sorry. I think I'm just having trouble visualizing this. So, is gold? Gotcha. Can we try chest, wood, 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 wood? And then the bottom just diamond, 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 diamond. Too many diamonds. Anything happen? I think one has the Speely. Wait, I'm sorry. I had to read an email. What just happened? Okay. Okay. Aren't they on the other side of this door though that we have to get through? That sounds like a place you don't want to go into, but also we could use a black light. We could probably use a black light to figure out the numbers on the keypad, just by which one's been pressed. Hold on.
Okay, well, I don't know if that would help on this one, though, because it's a dial. Okay. I guess we can stop over there and then come back and try and figure this out. So the first one is treasure, the second one's chest. Or flip that. Okay, cool. To the black letter. Oh, there's more in this room. I thought everything was, including somehow Dyvex now, and the terminal was behind the door. What's on this terminal? Oh my goodness, this is a very long one. Yeah, we would never have solved this. Was like, oh, okay, it's recursive. What are chests made of? Wood. They're all. I was like, okay, not a whole lot of information to go off of, but sure. But Josh, so we're in the middle of a party, right? Well, I like this little. I like that we're getting like Oreski in the office. Disrespectfully. Yeah, it's in. We just have to. Okay, we'll time this. We'll run over to Black Lotus if Dimex can solve it the proper way, because he meets the minimum intelligence requirement to work here. Yep. It's Black Lightning, not black. Is there a terminal in this room? Okay. If I just walk in and go over to the terminal, am I gonna get shot by lightning or a body? Yeah. Oh, this is just a body. Great. I don't know if you guys can hear in the background, but Daisy's watching some TV show and there's a dog on it, and my dog is going crazy. Okay. God. Hope so. Or we can just bet it up. Oh man. We gotta pull him out of that real fast. Unless Josh, from kind of far away, can I just like technomantic blast one of these orbs of black lightning? Yeah, I'll try. I don't feel it. That sounds implausible. Alright. After you live, Mir. I'm I'm technically a champion of a holy entity, I guess. I bless you, my son. I tap him again. In the name of the Dawnmonger. I'll pull out a little bottle of, like a little vial of water. I'll stick my fingers in and go, it's holy water now. And then I'll flick it on him. I just flicked some water, but I guess it's sanctified because I touched it. It's crazy that the dude who was like, why would you install a puzzle door, was actively working on lightning that paralyzes you. Oh no. Oh no. Oh, did you solve it? We're going to come back.
End of life. Josh, glimpse of redemption on the lightning. Lev's hair is going in all different directions, visible lightning bolt scars. Body. I entered into the computer. Dang, diving. No. Can we remove these black orbs, or are they stuck? Can we power them down and see if we can pop one out? Ooh, orb of lightning. I'll take all four and all. I'll take a fifth one that just appeared randomly.
I'll attempt to juggle them on the way back. I don't have the juggling archetype, so therefore, by Pathfinder rules, I can't juggle. I will attempt to juggle. An 18 to juggle. I didn't think they were. I think they were this fragile. I do not attempt. But like, we walk back into the room. Divex, we found three spheres of lightning. What are you
doing that you're getting that much peanut butter on your hands?
Divex, you want to check out these orbs of lightning?
Dang.
There were three specially made pillars for these three orbs.
Oh, dang. Okay, they were kind of heavy. I will try. I will try and sneak in very sneakily. Cool, so probably. Gosh. Do I go for... Do I go for Helmet Head or for the other guy? I mean, if we can get both, I think we should try and get both. You look and see there's a kick me sign, very small, on Lev's back. On the first time we met him. Dang, that's a good question. I actually don't think I am. Are you, unless it's been an hour since I did this last thing. I'm like 28. Are they, how close are they to the ceiling? And they are, dang, they're so far away from all the walls. I was going to say I can just climb up a wall with a gecko suit. But it's super. I'm just worried that it will get the better of us. And I don't think it's super useful. Curious, we could just bop on to the next one. So we could just pick one of these guys. I mean, I could. Yeah, I could rocket boots up there. That would work too. I mean, are they close enough that Josh, are they close enough that if I had a thread cutter in both hands, I could just that? I mean, yeah, if someone wants to lend me a rune cutter object, I can get one and get that. Okay. If you don't mind me borrowing the sword of Levmir, I take it and assume it kind of squishes. It's all covered in blood. Wow, this is such a clean sword, Lev. Davix, you don't need to cast invisibility because I have like hide in plain sight pretty much. Oh. I don't know, Davix, do you want to burn? Okay, then we'll do it invisibly. Okay, great. Okay, I still want you to burn spell slots. Great. I will cut the one with the spiele on it. Forty-one, but I'm gonna use my once per hour beast to make it a 42. Catch the Speely. Yeah, that's not important. We loot the bodies. Funny. Good that we cut both these. Let's go back to the mnemonics and log in as Lotsky. We played the Violet Memory. We gotta know. We also play Bondars. We also play Bondar's Memory, just while we're here. Don't like that at all. Do we want to go down blue level, or do we want to explore this threshold? Guys, he's somewhere in that threshold of the Violet key card. I think it's just a movable arms.
I'm going threshold since we're right here. I want to know what the threshold is.
I'll do it. No. Son of a bitch.
I really was considering it. I hate you so much, Emma. In schism, you guys all just hear. I think we should ask about his sister, the one that we found the corpse. Without missing. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Lovemere's married to the knight. Really? You have a wife?
A wife? That's crazy.
Yeah, what happened to Sarek the Else Caller that made her die of a broken heart? Oh, so you're a god. Oh, we wouldn't. Next question. That's a cool. I think I'm going whatever the quickest escape route is. We gotta go there. I kind of figured we were going to have to escape through what I'm assuming is the Yellow City. City in Yellow. Can we get a question? Kind of want to fuck with him more. I just hate this dude. I just kind of want to fuck with him more. I think we can assume at this point. Do we have anything pressing, or can we just fuck with him? Oh yeah. I mean, I think we'd know for sure. No, it goes to Ilkhine. Are we gonna have to fight alongside Kharkov? This is above the table. Okay, but Kharkov is a dude. The Deep wants to end existence. Needle. Okay. Ask your question.
No.
It's kind of looking like we're going to have to use it on the Deep soon, but... Oh.
I have my calls with you, Walker.
Yeah, where's the closest? I assume we're going back, I hope. I think it was next.
We're not gonna be able to use
the holy, we're not gonna be able to use the holy gold. The narrative's gonna I think asking about the violet card is a pretty good call. I think the violet is the way to go. Where's the closest or easiest for us to access violet card? Let's go get to the lamp cord then.
Wait. Imix.
Hey, Imix. So the second you say back to commercial break, are we gonna get transported out of here? I lean over the table and I smack him and go, that's commercial break!
metal arm, full just boom. That's commercial break. Look right in the camera. Didn't the broker say he was borrowing this dude's portfolio? What's going on here? Does kind of sound like that. Oh, I think it's because we have a needle and we're coming for him. We could have, yeah. This is a beautiful map. Wow. Okay, starting it now. But paper prop. That's real cool. That. Oh, God. What the heck? Yeah, the broker's like, I'm borrowing this. He did say carcass. Or somebody else killed the archive, did what it did to the deep in that. And the broker's like, I mean, if no one's using this, I'll just yoink. Hey Josh, do we see any bodies around here?
Oh. Oh, opposite direction. Yeah.
Be doing better.
Such poor initiative. No, I rolled a 3. It was almost a 17, and then it was a 3.
Oh my God, Hendrik rolled so well. Everyone but me rolled so well. The Shoggoths rolled pretty well.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Ooh.
Oh, God.
Woof.
Woof.
Ooh, not good. Is this, or is this just it being la la la? Oh, nice. Oh, wow. So that's a 49. Nice. I think this is technically a 49 with all with Lev stuff. Oh no.
Oh god, it's coming right in the light cord. Okay. That is relevant.
That's insane.
Dyvex, what the heck? Don't do this. AC. Wait, I gotta roll my 15.
Oh no,
it actually doesn't. It has moved.
Dyvex, what the heck?
this guy.
Oh my god.
What is this?
Why are you even rolling at this point? No. Unhinged. Oh. He was so small before. Oh god, there's a lot of paper. Gosh, there's a lot happening, and I feel like this is just gonna get worse. Josh, there were two bodies back there. When we saw them, did one look? We saw through the vision. Did one look like the guy we were looking at through the vision? Which one looks like the guy who has the violet card, and which one looks like his friend? Yeah, great. Well, that's actually my perfect. I will use my one action and my hasted action to run over to this fella. I'll get over there. Yeah. And then I'm just going to loot this guy's corpse. I don't remember which pocket he put it in. I'm not very strong. Do I remember which pocket he put the pilot card in? Oh, so not good, these. Nothing can make me better at these either. I'm going to use a hero point. That increases my... Ooh, plus six. Oh my god. I hope that's much better. Much better. 49.
I'll take them all.
How many actions was that? Oh, neat. So I still have one left. Yeah. I'll just shoot the paper prophet with a technomantic blast while I'm over here. Just one shot. Sorry, things checked. Yeah, there we go. Uh, 47. I'm being told that hits. This should just be sonic damage. I think there's. I'm not an overdrive. 38 points of. I think if I screamed at a prophet loud enough, too, they'd get unsettled. Okay, well, I will just yell, I got the card! And also a gun and a sword! Yeah. Fervor or nothing. Fervor or nothing. This is great. Insane.
Were you 7 minutes ago when you failed?
Friends, I gotta log off, but next week. Cheers.